the score on Q Car and the Boys from Old Number 8. Troy Aikman talks with Dunham and Miller every Thursday morning at 8:10. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:34 is the time. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is time for E! News Junior. And here to take you through that process once again is Cobra.
This is really just E! News. You don't need to attach Junior to it because we did the Golden Globes.
Okay.
But we just didn't get into anything else. This is Senior Holmes, okay?
No, don't Holmes me.
A giant in the television industry has quit. The show that has made this person...
Esther Rolle?
...very famous. She has quit doing this.
Esther Rolle, right?
No. Barbara Walters has quit 2020.
My God, she's been on there for what, 30 years? 25?
25 years. Co-anchor of 2020.
Barbara Walters.
She says she wants to have more flexibility in her life without the responsibilities of a weekly news magazine.
Well, she wants to have more kids.
She going to quit that View
and the Boo
She's
Boo?
74.
She's not that old, is she?
Yes.
Is she 74? Really?
Yeah. I didn't know she's that old.
I don't believe you.
I don't know how to prove it to you, but look it up. Yeah, she's 74, and I can't swear I wouldn't. Just for sport.
I'd like to watch.
Yeah, I'd like to view that, too.
I'd like to you wouldn't?
I'd like to participate with you.
I don't think I would.
Really?
No. She's never done a lot for me.
I think for
And that voice of hers, that'd affect my wood.
The hammer.
That voice, I can't get over that.
All right.
Yeah, but you like those big milkers. She's got those.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she has.
I've never really noticed that she's got the jug.
She's well built up there.
Big, veiny milkers.
Is she the most famous woman news human ever?
She has to be.
Yes, ever.
Yeah, she'd have to be.
I'd say so.
Diane Sawyer, maybe later on, but as of
Diane
right now.
Diane Sawyer's only 50-something. Now, I definitely would Diane Sawyer. No shtick. Barbara Walters, I don't think I would.
What about that speech impediment of hers?
Of Diane Sawyer?
And the boo boop.
Like
what
that?
What about your speech impediment?
Call your wife right now. How the hell she put up with that?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about her.
Take your pants off,
she
Mike.
Doesn't have a bad speech problem, does she? Diane Sawyer?
No. What are you talking about? Diane Sawyer's
Baba Wawa does.
They both do.
And the boo boop.
What's Diane Sawyer's?
Never heard it?
No. Neither's the hammer.
You haven't?
No.
The hammer.
I've never heard.
And the boo boop. Well, I can't describe exactly what it's like, but she's got one.
Because she doesn't have one. You're making things up.
No, I'm not.
You
what
are.
About Jane Palmer?
Not. I guarantee you.
Not she's in the same
she's
boat.
I guarantee
she's
you
retired,
people will
though.
Support me on this.
I don't think she's been. Jane Palmer hadn't been in the game long enough.
You know, why is Barbara Walters working right now?
I
mean,
don't know.
Remember when mandatory retirement was around?
Mandatory? To have more kids.
There used to be mandatory retirement at 65. Yes.
They pretty much kicked Walter workplace. Cronkite out.
Yeah?
Yep.
She is 70, man.
She needs to have more kids.
There's a TV show returning to ABC. It is a sweeps stunt, and it is ridiculous.
Gilligan's Island?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Is coming back with Regis as the host in February. It'll air 5 times in 6 days, starting February the 22nd. The money will be 10 times what it was in the show's initial incarnation.
So somebody could win $10 million?
$10 million.
Who wants to be 10 times a millionaire?
Right.
Well, they're going to get an audience then.
Boop, boop, boop.
And the boop, boop.
Oh, good gosh, stop that.
I'd love to hear the romantic interlude between Bob Wood and Michael. Michael, come over here and touch me.
And the boop, boop.
There will be 3 new lifelines added to help contestants out.
3 new ones?
Yep.
In addition to or in replacement of?
It says 3 new lifelines who have been able to ask the audience and phone a friend for help answering a question.
All right. One of them is what?
The ticket hotline. The other is CB.
They get to call the studio. It'll be late at night, so they'll get Turley or
Eric
Justin
Ross.
Neely.
Right.
Yeah.
The other is a Citizens Band Radio. You can ask a trucker what
and
he thinks.
The other one would be a payphone in a jail.
Right.
Well, that's nice. Lou Starrett, how can I help you?
What?
Yeah, they're going to call Dickie Betts.
It'd be great if Dickie Betts was the lifeline.
Yeah, there was like a big pause. We're trying to figure
on
out what to
phone
do.
Now, we're like, joined by Dickie Betts.
And the contestants, and the you know, just like wondering if he needs to phone a friend or ask the audience. He was like, you know, let's call Dickie Betts.
Would you like to use the audience or would you like to call Dickie Betts?
That's a pretty good Regis right there.
Thank you,
bad.
Grego. I'll stop while I'm ahead.
You probably should.
He kicked Joe Louis's ass.
What else?
We didn't get to talk about this because it happened the day before the 10th year anniversary party. But you guys didn't get to comment on Captain Kangaroo dying. Does that mean anything to either one of you? Did you guys watch the show? Were you a part of his
posse? Oh, yeah, sure.
I heard you belittled his existence on the rant.
Grandfather Clock?
I mean, did you watch it when you were a kid?
Sure. Bunny Rabbit?
Drop all the ping pong balls?
Well, that was hilarious.
Did you watch it, Danny?
Yeah, I did.
Why did you belittle it?
I don't remember belittling it. I think that we were in agreement that people back then were more easily entertained than they are now. When you could crap a ping pong ball or something and people laugh at it.
That would be pretty funny.
Crap ping pong balls. You know, people today would find that funnier than we would have back then. You know, it might have been a better world when stuff like that was funny.
Yeah, now they stick Hot Wheels up their butts. Now that's making
now that's entertainment.
They had a talking clock or something like that.
They did.
You know?
Grandfather Clock.
Don't forget Bunny Rabbit.
And a sock puppet.
Mr. Kitty Meow Meow, too?
Yeah, Kitty Kitty Meow Meow.
That was on that.
Meow 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 Meow.
Oh, that's
meow,
right.
I think he called in Saturday morning, didn't
now,
he?
What was yeah,
the,
he did.
What was the cartoon you always saw? Was it Clutch Cargo or Tom Slick or?
What?
There was always a cartoon in the middle.
Oh, I don't know.
Of the Captain Kangaroo. It was either Tom Slick or Clutch Cargo. Or
I didn't watch it.
Was it Tom Terrific? It was Tom Terrific.
Did they have picture pages? Terrific. They have picture pages with Bill Cosby? Was that on Captain Kangaroo? I don't know. I'm just asking.
What is that?
What's a shame he died.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was only 74. He looked 74 when I was watching it in 1965. That means he was like in his 40s then. And I swear he looked 80.
Just want to know what the Flyers are going to do now.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Ken Hitchcock's double.
Ken Hitchcock is not Captain Kangaroo, so get off a hitch.
He was one of the great educators of our time.
Was that an educational show?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Bozo the Clown or anything?
Well, he taught you lessons on how to manners and how to act.
It wasn't the Three Stooges and Slam Bang Theater.
Picking twerp.
If I hear that one more time.
What is that?
It's amazing. You know, it used to be funny. Now it's just freaking annoying.
Well, what is it? It's Rob Chickering playing drops, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it could be the chief over here.
Yes, it's Rob. Playing that giddy.
What is that?
Annoying, I told you.
Can you not say what that is on the air?
It's Gordon, he said.
Oh.
From this morning? Interesting. Well, anyway, shout out to Captain Kangaroo's family.
Was his name Bob Keesham?
Yes, Bob Keeshan.
Keeshan.
They will have a private service for him.
Gross.
They ought to bury him in Grandfather Clock.
Shove him in there?
Yeah.
With his privates?
Oh. What are they going to do, cut him off and not bury them? Stupid-ass question, Danny.
Scott Weiland has been ordered to go back to rehab because he...
Because he's too rich and they can't put him in jail.
Well, he was supposed to spend 6 months in a residential program. Psycho, you're going to die too.
Not till someday. Next week. You can do whatever
someday.
You want.
Anyway, he was supposed to go in there for 6 months. In October, right in the middle of it, he just leaves. He gets up and he leaves.
Well, then that's a violation, and that should mean you go to jail.
Right, but the judge found out and said, oh, no, mister, you're going back to live in that Malibu palace with the other drug abusers.
So the judge can't do anything else.
Quarter.
I mean, what do you think the judge is going to do?
Snake.
Can he call the cops and say...
He would love to. He would love to do that, but he's too rich.
Quarter.
And you cannot get a conviction on somebody that rich.
Okay. Fair enough. Helmut Newton has died in a car crash in Los Angeles. Are you familiar with him? I bet your wife is.
Yes.
With Helmut Newton?
Yes.
Did you know he died?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
Was he a photographer or something?
Yes, he was a fashion photographer. He has shot stars including Naomi Campbell, Claudia Schiffer, and Jerry Hall in the nude.
Yes, he did a lot of nudies.
He was Hugh Hefner's favorite photographer. And he lost control of his Cadillac, leaving, Hollywood Chateau Marmont. That's the John Belushi.
John Belushi.
And crashed into a wall. Well, let me tell you something. When you're 83, you don't need to be driving around L.A.
Mike Reiner.
What's
Houston.
That main road on the Chateau Marmont? Isn't that Sunset?
Sunset Strip.
He's 83? Does your mother drive?
Yeah.
Like around her neighborhood?
Her neighborhood. She won't get on freeways.
Would she get on like Greenville or anything?
She'll get on like Pleasant Run Road and stuff out in DeSoto.
Really?
And the little boop.
Does that make you scared?
Oh, jeez. I'm telling you, stop that.
Because my grandpa drove up until he was 98. And...
She's got a few more years before she hits that level. She's 81. But, I can't say that I'm terribly thrilled with the prospect, but what am I going to do? Tell her not to?
And she's got to get places. I mean, who's going to take her?
Right. So, you know, she can do it without running into stuff, and she might as well.
Man, that's tough, because that's one of the last forms of independence that
both
folks
have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to take that away from
them. If you can no longer drive, then...
Well, you're totally...
Yeah, that's
dependent.
A pretty good signal that you're headed a certain way.
Because you ain't got a lot of people come over and hanging out at your house. You got to go and see them, and you take that away.
That's true.
It's not a good future.
Wow. Supposedly...
We're all headed there.
I know.
I mean...
Unbelievable.
It is.
Oh, God.
What's the matter, Greg?
I'm beaten to high holy hell a drop every 1.2 seconds.
You've only been in Houston one day.
Well, Houston's fine.
Well, Houston's great. It's you knucklehead bastards.
It's not me.
Well, you're the captain of the capsule.
Right.
Get control of it.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, he's enjoying this.
Oh, I know.
And Demi Moore.
He just doesn't understand that not only is it pissing me off, it's pissing off everybody listening. They hate that crap.
I'm getting positive email.
Well, you know what? Tell Ray Whaley to quit emailing in.
Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore may marry in May, according to Friends.
Oh, that will be... Why would he...
What is wrong with him?
He's already had it.
That will be the end of him.
What an idiot.
He doesn't have to marry it to hit him.
You know what? It's not going to look that good much longer, Ashton.
He's not
only 25.
He's not only 25.
People are just throwing this crap out there.
He's going to be able to get quality trim for the next 35 years if he stays significant. And she's going to be unbangable in 10 years.
No. He won't. He's not stupid.
Unbangable?
Right.
No, I think she's going to be okay.
Her window of opportunity is... I don't know, it's shutting quickly.
At age 50, I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah, 50's okay.
She'll be fine at 50.
55,
what was that?
That's when you can have her.
Yeah, I know. Right, that's why. That's why I'm saying it's not any stretch saying that I can have any woman over 55. Because they reach a point where who else wants them but me?
Snake.
So you prefer that, huh?
I don't prefer it, but I'm just saying. I mean, come on. Do you? You don't. Just say, I don't.
Well,
that's what
it's not
telling
an
the truth is.
It's not an option for me right now.
Right, but 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
How about you, Grego?
What?
I mean, are you into the 55-year-old? Does that appeal to you at all right now?
Sure, there's a lot of attractive 55-year-olds out there.
Name
that's no problem.
Three.
Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she 55?
That's one.
Cher.
The
Cybill Shepherd.
Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch. She's in her 60s. Anne Margaret.
Not Anne Margaret. Leave her out.
Oh, yeah. Anne Margaret. Bernadette Peters.
Harvey Keitel.
Esther Rolle.
Is Dan Marino 55?
Oh, my God.
No, but E! News just ended.
Thank you.
Take care, Snake.
Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the line and reloading accordingly next here on The Ticket.